theme and I mock it, or I play songs about it, or I play tribute songs or cover songs or whatever fits within whatever the mock is. That's what the show is. Oh, yeah, and in between all that, music, random music. In between the music sometimes, jabbering, random jabbering. That's called the Viva Mock Radio Program. I should remind you, for funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that, you can catch DJ Firefly as she is couch dancing Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Some water boys for you. We lost a water boy. He did not make my show last week because I ran out of time where I was paying tribute to people we lost in 2020. We lost Hubert Hine back in June. He was 72 years old. It's a girl called Johnny. Your requests are always welcome at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will play said song on a future show.
Take me up. gonna love and laugh. Circle days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop. Died of death as the punks grew up. We choked on all our dreams. We wrestled with our fears. We're running through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
Down for sure. Well, Mark, say good buddy. We're gonna back on out here. Keep the bugs on the ground.
words, the Mockster has never been called in any order funky and chic. That's a David Johansen with a funky butt chic here on the Viva La Mock radio program. David Johansen celebrating a birthday today, 71 years old. Mr. New York Doll himself. Went back to a solo effort from him that was not Buster Poindexter. Speaking of birthdays or dates of birth, today would be a celebration of the date that David Bowie was born. Sadly, he's not with us. He died 5 years ago come Sunday, believe it or not. It's already been 5 years. That was Bowie before the David Johansen with Blue Jean. New Duncan Imperials from Chicago, Illinois, give us their version of C.W. McCall's Convoy. A song that was number one, the original version now, back in 1976 on this date. Played the Levelers in there as well with One Way. And Waterboy started off the entire set with a girl called Johnny. Yeah, I'm a DJ called The Mockster. You can reach me at the emails, wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you ever have a request for something for me to play on a future show, more than happy to get out there for you. We got about 15 minutes left in this hour. Nothing, not left in the show, just in this hour. So I should probably get more music for you to make all that happen. Hey, before I get to the music, I want to remind you that putting distance between yourself and others is actually critical. It is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. Here are some ways to stay in contact without actually any physical contacting part. Call someone up. Just don't be in the same room as the person you call. Send a text. Set up a video conference. Maybe post something on social media. Now this one I like the best. Dedicate a song on the radio. Yeah, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, if you have symptoms of fever, a dry cough, shortness of breath, you lost your taste and sense of smell, make sure you call your healthcare provider before going into their office, not just your office, their office, or the grocery store, or the bus. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, for more information, go to coronavirus.gov. This message brought to you by me, the Mockster, here at WRCT. Mentioned to you a couple birthdays or celebrations of the dates of some births with Bowie and David Johansen. And this dude, Elvis, apparently was born on this day back in 1935. Went back to see if I can find my my copy of Mr. Bonus doing his tribute. But I found a version of it by the same person, just under his real name. It's Peter Hallsapple of the DBs doing Elvis, What Happened.
Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. You made us feel like fools for believing what we saw, like how you love religion and how you love your ma, and Dr. Nick, that evil, for all that fluorazine, and Colonel Parker kept his hands making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. You let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie. You multiplied. Well, it must have done your dad some good, because he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized from glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden, and the public was a rage. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town. And through the gate and up the walk, lay my flowers down among the thousand million garlands that are laying all around. I wish that you could be here with us, see what we're going through. When we read that Goldman book, and we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after you'd given up his chase. I only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces when they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. Well, hey, hell, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight.
I'm out of luck, out of love. Got a photograph, picture of passion killer. You're too much, you're the only one I wanna touch. I see your face every time I dream, on every page, every magazine. So wild, so free, so far from me. You're all I want, my fantasy. Such a woman, you got style. You make every man feel like a child. You got some kind of hold on me. You're all wrapped up in mystery. So wild, so free, so far from me. You're all I want, my fantasy. Oh, look what you've done to this rock and roll town. Oh, look what you've done.
Back to you. Ooh, churchhood. I've done everything I can possibly do. Giving up trying to get through to him. Maybe he knows I don't know how to swim.
My heart says go, go, have a time. Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88, I shake on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna rip it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Along about 10, I'll be flying high. Sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one, a happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ball tonight.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but get off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Car. You drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. You do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the show, free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Carl Perkins here on the Viva La Mock radio program telling you just don't step on my blue suede shoe. shoes. I'm not sure why you're wearing suede shoes right now. It's cold out and it's wet and yucky and it just messes up the suede. You know. Hey, before Carl Perkins, birthday boy himself, Elvis Aaron Presley with Rip It Up. He'd be 86 years old if he was alive today. And if he was, I'd say wear a mask, stay inside, and just don't engage with people. Let your people handle things because you're highly susceptible to the coronavirus. Is what I would say to him, just if it were today. If it were like a year from now, I might say something different. Who knows? Hey, before Elvis, the Hindu Love Gods in there from the mid-80s, a 7-inch they put out. Hindu Love Guys were actually a side project, if you will, of the guys from R.E.M. without Michael Stipe. So it was the band R.E.M. with the lead singer, I think it was the Kilkenny Cats, who sang on that 7-inch of theirs, doing an original R.E.M. tune, actually, called Narrator. Jason Faulkner in there doing his version of Def Leppard's Photograph. It was on this day back in 1991, 30 years ago, that guitarist Steve Clark died at the age of 30 from Def Leppard. Start off the entire set with Peter Halsapple, a one-time sidekick member of R.E.M., with his song Elvis, What Happened, which I originally found on a compilation from the 80s called Luxury Condos Coming Soon. Hey, I got songs coming soon for you, but let's take a little break, give yourself an important message, and then get to more music. How about that?
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, Orton.
Oh,
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Pittsburgh. Hello, and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. You just heard Baroque Plastic by Stereolab. I think they have a tour coming up this year, which should be pretty fun. And we got other fun stuff here for you, but first, let's take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
A couple other shows I want to tell you about here on WRCT. Away with Words is an upbeat and lively hour-long public radio show and podcast about language, examined through history, culture, and family. Each week, author, journalist Martha Barnett and lexicographer and linguist Grant Barrett talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing well. They settle disputes, play word quizzes, and discuss language news and controversies. That's Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. And feeling uninspired in the kitchen? Have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you need 100% Natty with DJ Addy, a weekly show featuring a meatless recipe, an organic wine, and a thoughtfully paired playlist. Tune in every Monday from 10 to 11:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. At the sound of that tone, you know it's time for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. First, I want to tell you about events happening in the Pittsburgh area. Wood Street Galleries presents new works of art by Matthew Schreiber, who produces artwork utilizing drawing, performance, sculpture, video, and light. The show is happening now through March 13th, so not much time left at the Wood Street Galleries, 601 Wood Street in downtown. Meanwhile, 820 Liberty Gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Devine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. Danny Devine was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor. It's on display now through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information about both these shows and the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Galleries, visit trustarts.org. Happening for a little while longer at the Harris Theater, the Oscar-nominated short films of 2022 features a stunning showcase of talent and diversity of subjects that are nominated for this year's Academy Awards in animation, live action, and the documentary short film categories. The Oscar-nominated short films of 2022 is being presented at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue in downtown, and again now through March 17th. In Lawrenceville, the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh presents Featured Artist Exhibition, an exhibition of artwork by artists from their monthly Featured Artist series. From horsehair pattern ceramics to laser-cut acrylic pieces, the exhibition shows the variety of practices and styles of Pittsburgh-based artists. That's on display now through April 2nd at 143rd Street, Unit 107 in Lawrenceville. You can visit 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays through Fridays, with additional Saturdays posted online. Where online, you say? Visit aapgh.org. Or you can call 412-361-1370. Masterful performer John Tide makes his Liberty Magic debut with his newest show, Road Signs. John Tide recasts a quintessential American road trip as a voyage to unearth what dreams are really made of. This new play with magic transports audiences through a time warp and into the wilderness, backlit by lanterns and bonfires, where past and present blur and audience members become a primary character in the evening's story. Road Signs will be at Liberty Magic now through April 3rd, and that's at 811 Liberty Avenue in downtown. For more information for this show, visit trustarts.org. The Cranberry Artist Network presents their first exhibition of the season entitled A View from Above or Below. Curated by Mike Panza, owner of Panza Gallery in Millvale, the works will feature the artist's unique perspectives on the world when seen from unusual angles. A View from Above or Below will be shown at Cranberry Township Municipal Center. That's at 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township, now through April 14th. The public's invited to an opening reception happening in a few days on March 9th between 6 and 8 p.m. If you'd like more information, visit cranberryartistsnetwork.com. And the exhibit Mousetrap is on display at the Silver Eye Gallery. The photography of Patricia Vulgaris and Whitney Hubbs uses the metaphor of a mousetrap to describe images to lure viewers into spaces and ideas that they might not expect. Both artists confront how women's bodies are depicted and perceived in contemporary culture through their experimental, playful, and risky photographs. The show's title presents an open question of who is truly empowered, who is the mouse, and what is the trap. The show is going on now through April 23rd at the Silver Eye Gallery. That's at 4808 Penn Avenue in Garfield. Visit silvereye.org for more information. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Okay, let's get to the music calendar now. Shows happening this week here in Pittsburgh. On Monday, March 7th, Mouth for War with Sledge, Gates to Hell at Preserving Underground. Tommy Cash is at Craft House, and Utopia is at Jurgles. On Tuesday, the 8th, Deanna Witkowski Trio at Backstage Bar. AFI with Cold Cave at Stage AE. Nane with Moonspeaker at Club Cafe. And the Devin Allman Project and the Samantha Fish Band are at Jurgles. On Wednesday the 9th, Noah Jordan at the Greer Cabaret Theater. Dark Tranquility with Cataclysm and Nailed to Obscurity at Craft House. Letting Up Despite Great Faults, Pat Coyle and Care Package will be at Spirit Lodge. Nane will be again at Club Cafe. Lich King with Greywalker, Stonecutters, and Toxic Ruin will be at Funhouse at Mr. Small's. And at Mr. Small's Theater will be Joshua Radin with Towers. Thursday, Kingfly Spirits welcomes James Johnson III. Stage AE host Baby Keem. At Collision, you'll find Godcaster with Samira Mendoza, Justin Kelly, and Shane Anthony, along with Elton Wong, Rue Aubrey, and Gus Engelhorn. At the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, Blunt Bangs with Same, and Jurgles will be hosting Craig Campbell. Finally, Friday the 11th, The Wonder Years with Spanish Love Songs, Origami Angel, and Save Face will be at Stage AE. Devilish Mary will be at Point Breezeway. Velveeta will be at Oaks Theater. The Calm Before the Storm, a night of Irish traditional music and song with Mark Dingham, will be at Club Cafe. The Districts with Francis of Delirium and Vanilla Roma at Mr. Small's Theater. Hippocampus with Jelani Aria at Roxian. Tsatsang with Tim Snyder and Wolfgang Timber at Thunderbird. And Feeble Little Horse with a tape release show along with Gadge and Mercy Lemon at Funhouse at Mr. Small's. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, and venue and would like us to list your event in our music calendar, please send email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Okay, enough jibber-jabber. Time to get back to music. Up next, Super Drag with Phaser.
DJ Heim from Forced, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
I want to start today, as we have many days in the last week, and talk about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But I want to zoom out a little bit and take a little bit more of like a systemic, big picture, 30,000 foot view. You know, one of the goals of Vladimir Putin and Russia for more than a decade now in earnest, and you could argue really even longer than that, is to weaken what's seen as the West, the United States and Europe, or, you know, you could sort of characterize it in a number of different ways. Weaken the West, make the United States and Western democracy look weaker or in question or untrustworthy in some way. And the general goal of this is to make Russia look better in comparison. I mean, this is a very basic and sort of crude way to say it. But when you think about the three major superpowers, the United States, Russia, and China, the worse any one of them looks, the better by comparison others look. And so when we think back to the Trump era and we wonder, or we don't really have to wonder, but we think about why Putin would want and benefited from Trump rather than Hillary Clinton being president, and chaos electorally and claims about voter fraud and all these things. Why does Putin benefit from that? Well, when you step back and look at the three major powers, if the U.S. looks silly, if the U.S. looks stupid, if the U.S. looks so ignorant that there are enough people that they would vote for a clown like Trump, by comparison, it makes Russia look better. And one of the main goals of Putin in general is to make the West and the U.S. look worse. And the more fragmented that the West is, the weaker that it appears to be. And unfortunately for Putin, his invasion of Ukraine has sort of accidentally, or as a side effect, unified and strengthened the West to the extent that the West is now very clear, with some exceptions. You know, you turn on Fox News, you'll see pro-Putin apologia. But for the most part, Putin's invasion of Ukraine has actually had the unintended consequence of unifying and strengthening the West. There's an interesting article that you can check out by Holly Elliott on CNBC called "Putin's Always Wanted to Weaken the West. He's Done the Exact Opposite." And the article actually explains, if there's anything we've learned about Putin over the 22 years he's been in power, it's that he has systematically and repeatedly tried to weaken and undermine the West. But in his invasion of Ukraine, he seems to have achieved the exact opposite, managing to unite most of the international community in its condemnation of Russia's aggression towards its neighbor. Ian Bremmer, president of political risk consultancy Eurasia Group, commented, quote, "NATO is united more so than at any point since the Soviet collapse, with a renewed sense of purpose and mission. So too is the European Union. Germany supports ending their economic dependence on Russia and is nearly doubling their defense spend. France is on board. Even Moscow tilting Hungary has condemned the invasion, favored a crippling sanctions regime, and is allowing in hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees. The West is used to Russia behaving like a malign actor,